T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's talk to Jason Campbell, former Browns quarterback, of course, longtime NFL quarterback, host of Believe in Everything Auburn on the Believe Podcast Network, former Auburn quarterback, of course. Jason, how you been, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Can't complain. Great weather. Enjoying life right now. The SEC football is about to play. NFL is playing. So we went from having zero things on TV to now we got a ton of different sports on TV.
That's right. No doubt about it. And I'll tell you, Jason, we were just talking about it real quick. The fact that Deion Sanders got that head coaching job at Jackson State, and there was a report that he was hiring T.O. to be his wide receiver coach and Warren Sapp to be his defensive line coach. I thought this was the greatest thing ever, but I guess Deion's denying it. Maybe they just haven't worked out the contracts. That's what I'm hoping. I don't know. But, I mean, how cool would that be if T.O., Deion, and Warren Sapp were all on the same coaching staff?
Well, hey, you got three good guys. I think that's going that those kids, definitely from a recruiting standpoint, already walk in someone's house, they're going to be, ecstatic just because of who these guys are. And then to go and play for them and be coached by them, I think Deion's probably going to deny it for good reasons, for a fact, because, you can't say anything until things are signed off on. And from a legal standpoint, so – but if that does happen, they're really going to put HBCUs on the map. It's really going to put them on national TV stage, I think, which is a big part of why Deion accepted this opportunity, is to help the HBCUs to get them back going in the right direction and get some of these kids that don't have opportunities, to play on the D1 teams all D1, but get a chance to play on the Auburns, the Clemsons, or LSU, but still have really great talent, to get him opportunity to be foreseen and still get a chance to play at the next level by coming through his program.
Jason, you just to stay in college football here for just a minute, you mentioned the SEC coming back this weekend, of course. Your Auburn Tigers, your former team, they've got a tough one this week against Kentucky. They've got Georgia coming up next week, and obviously it's mostly a conference-only schedule. What do you think about this season? How tough is it going to be for anybody to try and run the table in the SEC?
Yeah, like I said, this is the first time, they having a full SEC schedule. And like I said, we open up with Kentucky. Kentucky is a great challenge for us because they do run the football. Eddie Grant, who's their offensive coordinator, was my running backs coach when I was at Auburn. So he knows a lot about the Auburn football program and what it stands for and means. So those guys going to come in ready to play, you best believe it. And I think for us, recruiting a lot of different guys on defense this year, because we did lose our two studs up front in Marlon Davidson and Derrick Brown, I do think it's going to be a challenge for our guys, but at the same time, a good challenge, because these guys didn't have a spring. They didn't have an opportunity to have all season. And then even when you scrimmage in early training camp, it's not like you're going 100% at each other because you're trying to keep guys healthy. So, we're going to find out, are we a football team that's too deep, or are we a football team that still got to add depth to a lot of key positions?
Jason Campbell is with us, longtime NFL quarterback. Jason, just saw a report in the last minute from Pete Thamel, who says the Notre Dame-Wake Forest game this weekend is expected to be postponed, I assume due to COVID, although he doesn't say that. And we've seen a lot of postponements. And as all these leagues are coming back at different weeks, how challenging is this? If you were a player right now, and now it has been postponed officially, how challenging would it be, like, from week to week to some – like, in the NFL, we've seen things go smoothly so far, but in college, it's been hit and miss for some schools. Not knowing from week to week if you might be able to play, how challenging would this be?
Oh, it's very challenging. You know, I was talking to someone the other day about this. I said, if you're a kid that's in the Big Ten, I was just like, just think about how tough your off season has been. Like, you prepare to play football, and then all of a sudden, you know, they say you're not playing football. And then all of a sudden they come back and they say, okay, we're playing football in 3.5 weeks. We're getting ready to gear up and play a football game. And we haven't been practicing over the last month. So if you're a guy that's been thinking about going to the next level, you have to refocus your mind and say, okay, I'm going to start training for the NFL. Then all of a sudden, oh, now I'm going to put the NFL football down, go back to my college football, and I'm prepared for a college game and a college season. So, yeah. You know, it's a lot of pressure on these kids and everything. And then trying to keep 18 and 22-year-olds from wanting to be around each other, around all the other students that's on campus and everything, that's hard within itself because, you know, we all remember our college days. College was fun. You know, you want to be able to do other things, but then you can't. You got to hold each other accountable so that you're not on the field. I mean, so that you're not putting others in harm's way by not going out to parties, by not, you know, being in certain atmospheres so that we can stay healthy as a football team so that you don't have what's happening in Notre Dame and Wake Forest, which is they're probably having to cancel the game, and pretty much we're probably – most assured, it probably has a lot to do with COVID. And
yeah, it does.
And it's just hard. You know, it's tough. And but from a mental standpoint, a lot of these kids are going to be more mentally strong from going through this year, moving forward. And at the same time, though, you got to give some grace to these kids because this is hard. You know, you don't know 1 week from another, are you really playing or not?
Right. Jason, have you gotten used to saying the Washington football team yet, by the way? I think I've said Redskins about 100 times this week as we're preparing for this game.
You just said it again.
I'm aware. I almost said it. I do the post game for them sometimes, and I almost said it this last weekend before. It's the first opening game, and I had to catch myself. But it's definitely something I have to get used to saying, Washington football team. And if that's the name they stick with moving forward, we'll find out later. But – you know, it's definitely been an adjustment for sure.
No doubt. And Jason, just to talk about this team a little bit, as the Browns are, you know, 1-1 and the Skins come in. Like I said it again. My goodness, I got to catch myself. The Washington football team comes in at 1-1 as well. Excuse me. I apologize. You know, what are your thoughts on Dwayne Haskins as a quarterback and being a former quarterback playing in Washington?
Well, you know, it's still a lot of wait and see. I think a lot of his kid has ability, he has talent, he has a big arm. You know, like I said, for him, the best thing I think was for him was getting Coach Rivera as the head coach, a guy that's been in the fire, you know, with Cam in Carolina, who has led that team to the Super Bowl, and he knows how to build a football team. And I think for him, that should give him a little bit of comfort. Now, the hard part is, he doesn't have a big receiving core right now. You know, he has, you know, his one target, McLaurin, you know, who's a really good receiver, Ohio State buddy. You know, that's a guy that can catch the ball and make something happen out of the catch. You know, as far as the offensive line is still a kind of rebuilding process. So a lot of that has got to get sheared up in front of him before we really can give him opportunity to assess his skills. So it's just so much that has to happen for him in order for him to have a real fair opportunity as a quarterback. But as a player, those are things that you can't control, you can't worry about. You just got to go out there and try to do the best that you can. And, yes, he's learning a new offense under Scott Turner and everything. That ball design and his offense is to hit the running back out of the backfield a lot, you know, option routes and everything, and then also to try to stretch the field by hitting those deep seven routes, those deep digs, those deep end cuts, stretching the ball down the field on post routes. In order to do that, you got to have time to do that. So right now, I don't feel like they have time to do that. So you're probably going to see more of the quick passing game with him this year and moving forward.
Jason Campbell with us. Jason, you talk about a lack of, you know, skill position players. Terry McLaurin, you mentioned, is great. Everybody else in their receiving core is pretty much unproven. I'm curious your take on Antonio Gibson. I haven't seen the Washington play yet in the first two games. He got a lot of hype, you know, in training camp, and he's played a little bit. He's averaged 4.1 yards per carry so far. What does he look like to you, and is he a potential guy? I mean, you know, nowadays we don't have that many players that carry the ball 20 times a game. You know, it's kind of unusual. Can he be that type of back?
Yeah, he can. You know, he has the body for it. You know, if everyone looks at this guy, he's built for it. You know, he played receiver at Memphis, played a little running back at Memphis, and then you saw in the first game for Washington, you know, they got the ball to him a little bit out of the backfield. you know, didn't feature him a whole lot, but you can tell that his skill set is there. He is a guy that I feel like you give him the ball more and more times, he can wear the defense down. You know, I think, you know, especially early in the season like this, if they can start to run the football better and get the ball, get him more carries, you know, he's the kind of guy that, like I said, he doesn't have to come off the field because he's used to catching the ball as a receiver in college. So he can catch the ball as a running back out of the backfield. He can line up and do option routes. You can line him up in the slot and put him one-on-one with a linebacker or a safety and try to get 5 or 6 yards here and there on a third down. So it's ways to utilize him and spread him around on that offensive side of the ball. So, you know, he's the type of guy I would like to see him get 20 carries or more and stay on the field a little bit more. I think it would create more of a rhythm between him and Haskins as well. But then you also, I know you still have the other two running backs. You know, Peyton Barber is more of that short yardage guy. Peyton Barber is a short, stout guy too, and he can get you those tough 3 and 4 yards. So there is opportunities for the 1-2 punch between them two. And then you add in Love, who they drafted last year, who's been kind of injured. But if you can get him back into the play, who was explosive at Stanford, who was a Heisman Trophy candidate at one point. So there is some talent at that running back position, and those guys, they just got to kind of feel, because there was no preseason or no OTAs and minicamps, the coaches are trying to have to figure this out during the season. Right now, it's almost like, okay, we've had our two preseason games. Now we're getting ready to start the regular season. It's basically in their mindset where they're at, because now they have film and tape to see how we're going to piece this puzzle together.
Jason, last thing, you know, obviously, you know what it's been like. I mean, I know you weren't here very long, but you know, there's always a new quarterback, there's always a new coach here. We had Steve Smith on last week, and he actually referenced you in terms of, you know, a young quarterback coming into the league and consistent change, not having that consistency of coach and coordinator. And Baker's going through that. He's had 4 head coaches and 3 coordinators now in his 3rd season. How tough is that for him to succeed in that situation?
Very tough. You know, I chuckle at myself sometimes when I hear guys that play for the same coordinator or coach for 9 or 10 years, and all of a sudden they say, oh, they're learning a new system. You got to give it time, give things time to change. I chuckle. I say, well, that's just for some quarterbacks. Then, so I say, because for me, I've always had a new coordinator, a new system. I was just like, and some of these other guys have to adapt and do that all the time. I said, but no one showed any pity or anything towards us. I was just like, you know, they don't realize how hard it is. I said, every time I was in Washington and my numbers would go up each year, I was doing that with sudden change all the time. And I had to change coordinators almost in the midseason of 2009. You know, we ended up bringing Sherman Lewis, who had been retired, and we brought him into the building, and he started calling plays. And I've only known him for 2 days. And people don't realize, I'm in the National Football League going against some of the best players in the universe. I was just like, and some of the better coaches. I was just like, and they don't see all the stuff that you have to adapt and change and learn from and do all of this and that in the midst of while you're trying to play a football game and adapt and learn. So it is tough when you're going through so much change and so much turnover. Like, you know, we're always taught, like, make no excuses about it. Like, yes, we're taught that. But at the same time, it makes things even tougher when you're in that position and you're constantly going through change, because continuity and being able to feed off each other and be able to think what a coordinator is probably thinking before he even dials up that play call, because you had time with him, that makes a difference. And it makes a huge difference. Just ask Eli, you know. Yeah. Ask some of those guys who had the opportunity to play with coordinators for a long time what it did for their careers.
Jason, great stuff. Everybody check out the host of the Believe Podcast Network, Everything Auburn, from Jason Campbell. Jason, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all for having me. Enjoy.
All right, you too, Jason Campbell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.